Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The 21 Keys of Success by Coley Crutcher, is a self-development and business-oriented nonfiction book built around 21 principles. The author says he observed while spending months with Freeway Ricky Ross after Ross left prison, rather than presenting the material as biography or crime reportage. The book reframes those observations into a practical framework for legal entrepreneurship, personal discipline, and strategic thinking. Its central purpose is to translate street-tested tactics into lessons that readers can apply in legitimate work, especially in business, sales, and self-improvement. Crutcher writes from the perspective of an engineer and structured thinker, which gives the book an analytical tone uncommon in books built around a controversial source. The result is a hybrid of motivational guidance and applied strategy, aimed at readers who want direct, concrete ideas about resourcefulness, reinvestment, resilience, and reputation building. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, turning observed street strategy into a legal framework for achievement. The defining feature of the book is its unusual source material. Crutcher does not invent abstract rules and attach them to a success narrative. Instead, he claims to document practices he personally witnessed in Rick Ross and then reinterpret them for lawful use. This gives the book a distinctive structure. Each key functions, like a principle extracted from a real-world operating style. But the value lies in how that principle is translated away from illegal activity and into business or personal development. That conversion matters because it forces the reader to think about strategy rather than morality alone. The book is not interested in glorifying crime. It is interested in identifying recurring behaviors such as discipline, leverage, branding, and reinvestment, then asking how those behaviors can be used ethically. This makes the book different from standard self-help titles, which usually rely on generic advice rather than a specific observed model. Secondly, self-reliance and personal agency as the foundation of progress. A major recurring idea in the book is that people should reduce dependence on excuses, external validation, or the assumption that others are inherently more capable. Crutcher emphasizes self-reliance as a way to build agency, meaning the ability to act decisively in difficult circumstances instead of waiting for permission or rescue. The argument is practical rather than philosophical. If a person believes progress depends on outside approval, they remain passive. But if they accept responsibility for their own development, they can solve problems more effectively. This theme appears in the book's encouragement to challenge limiting beliefs about intelligence and talent. Instead of treating ability as fixed and unequal, the book pushes readers to see skill as something that can be developed through effort, repetition, and discipline. In that sense, the book links mindset to behavior. Self-belief matters only when it results in concrete action, and the book repeatedly frames autonomy as the starting point for any larger success. Thirdly, strategic reinvestment and disciplined use of resources. Another important dimension of the book is its emphasis on reinvesting rather than consuming everything immediately. The summary material associated with the book repeatedly highlights Ross's habit of putting money back into the enterprise, and Crutcher treats that behavior as a model for legitimate business growth. The principle is straightforward: resources create more opportunity when they are allocated with discipline, not when they are treated as short-term rewards. This is one of the book's most business-relevant ideas because it transforms success from a single event into a cycle. Earnings are not the endpoint. They are input for the next stage of expansion. The same logic applies beyond money. Time, attention, and energy can also be reinvested into skills, relationships, and reputation. The book therefore encourages a systems view of progress, where each gain should strengthen the next one. That makes it useful for readers who want a practical model of accumulation and compounding rather than vague encouragement to work harder. Fourthly, reputation building, weight, and the importance of how a name travels. The book pays close attention to reputation as an economic asset. One of the name keys, make your name carry weight, captures the idea that credibility increases value before a direct transaction even happens. In business terms, this means that trust, consistency, and visible competence can make a person easier to work with and more persuasive in negotiations. Crutcher presents reputation as something earned through repeated proof, not through self-promotion alone. That is why the book links personal conduct with external opportunity, the way a person behaves in small moment shapes, whether larger opportunities appear later. This theme is especially important because it gives a concrete explanation for why some people attract deals, attention, or influence more easily than others. They have built a name that signals reliability and capacity. The book also suggests that reputation should not be overextended. If a person fronts or overpromises, they risk damaging the very asset they are trying to build. So the lesson is not just about branding, but about protecting credibility through disciplined behavior. Lastly, emotional control, resilience, and staying focused under pressure, a A further recurring theme is emotional balance in the face of difficulty. The book argues that success depends not only on strategy and effort, but also on the ability to remain calm, focused, and adaptable when conditions become stressful. This is one reason the book differs from purely tactical business writing. It treats emotional regulation as a performance tool. If a person reacts impulsively to setbacks, fear, or frustration, they weaken their decision-making and lose momentum. By contrast, a steady mindset allows better judgment, clearer priorities, and more consistent execution. The idea appears in the summaries as a call to transform challenges into opportunities through a balanced mindset. Crutcher connects this to persistence and self-improvement, suggesting that resilience is built through repeated effort rather than dramatic inspiration. The book therefore presents mental discipline as a working habit, not a personality trait. That makes the lesson widely transferable because it applies to entrepreneurship, career growth, conflict management, and any situation where pressure can distort judgment. In conclusion, The 21 Keys of Success is best suited for readers who want a non-traditional success book that combines entrepreneurship, self-discipline, and reputation management with an unusually specific source of insight. It will appeal to business-minded readers, people interested in practical self-improvement, and readers curious about how lessons from an illicit economy can be reinterpreted for lawful use. Its value is not in endorsing the source of those lessons, but in showing how a structured analyst can extract usable principles from an unconventional context. Compared with standard motivational books, it stands out because it is built around a concrete, observed model rather than generalized advice. Compared with crime memoirs, it stands out because it is clearly organized around application, not spectacle. Readers who want ideas about reinvestment, self-reliance, emotional control, and reputation building may find it especially useful. The book's unusual angle and disciplined framing make it memorable within the crowded success and business genre. If you would like to support Coley Crutcher, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.